to express our gratitude and our thanks for finding it worth it being a sad morning, being the last Sunday of the month of January the year 2019, for us to be where we are. We want to thank you for the gift of life. We want to thank you, dear mighty Father, for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. And dear mighty Father, as we sit to connect to you through your word and speak in a manner that, dear mighty Father, to each one of us, we can listen to your voice and know what you want us to do, O God. Anything that you may have done against your will, we are in your holy temple, God in heaven. We're going to pray for your cleansing so that our fellowship and being together, we may receive from you. Speak, dear mighty Father, for your servants are listening. For this is a prayer of faith. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray and believe. May I take this opportunity to express my gratitude and my thanks to the Almighty for giving me an opportunity to be the part and, to be a part and parcel to this congregation, to this gathering, and to this fellowship. The Lord Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, and I've continued to desire to walk the walk of the one who called me. And therefore, I want to thank God even for you, and even for those that are visiting, and to those that belong to here, that we are one in the Lord. The year that was, the year 2018, our theme was so clear. The whole question of bearing the fruits that last. A theme that we moved with, or we moved around with, for the whole year. And it's my prayer, even as we enter in a new dispensation, the year 2019, the Lord will continue to help us to keep the momentum, to keep bearing the fruits. This is another day altogether. And even for us to be where we are not ignorant of the many happenings to our dear ones, and even to our fellow citizens in our country. But for us, God is so faithful. We are at peace. And that's why we are where we are, sitting next to a neighbor that the Lord also has taken care, so that we may encourage one another as we continue with this life. We are intending to launch our theme for the year 2019 today. And our theme is so clear in the program that we are possessing here, because we are talking about the whole question of keep growing up. We are not reinventing a new wheel. We have already started the journey. And that's why when you tell somebody to keep, it's like you are putting the reference of the previous. Because the whole of last year, the Lord was reminding us to bear the fruits. This is another year altogether. And our theme, the so-called keep growing up, is so clear, because growth is not automatic. You have to be deliberate to continue to enlarge and even to expand. And when we talk about the growth, it's all called for the personal decision. Because it's for you to assess yourself, to know where you are satisfied to continue with the status quo. Because the Lord is reminding us, there is a direction that is directing us. And then there is a whole question of asking yourself, what step are you taking in order to keep growing up? Our theme is coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse 15b, that we will in all things grow up unto him who is the head. That's the calling, and that's the appeal that the Lord Jesus Christ, through his servant Paul, is telling that church, and that church is us today. God wants us to grow up in all things, in all areas, without permitting some areas to suffer. Because many a times, we may concentrate in one area, and we make other areas to suffer. The Lord is looking to them that are in the family, to them that are in the leadership, to them that are holding some position, being it in the corporate. The Lord is looking at us. Keep growing. I'm going to remind you, brothers and sisters, spiritual growth is not an option. It's a mandate. Because we are in a dispensation whereby we have declared to be Christian. Not forgetting, even in the Christianity, there is the do's and the don'ts. And the Lord is reminding us, for us, we have to take responsibility for our growth, for our spiritual growth, even for our physical growth, and especially among that in the family with young children, you have to be careful of what they are feeding in order to bring forth a balanced diet child. Even in our lives as Christian, you have to take the responsibility. Growth is not automatic. And that's why every other morning, every other moment, wherever you are, you purpose to join other people for the worship. You purpose to join other people in a morning fellowship in order to grow. And allow me to remind you, don't let who you are be an excuse why you are not growing. And many a times we give the excuses. Don't you know my workplace? I cannot even get in a moment to spare a moment with the Lord. Growth, as we talk about the growth, we have to stand somewhere. Very timely. Because when we first believed, there is what we knew. But through the growth, today you can stand to minister to others. There was a time when you started this journey as a Christian. You do not even stand to say a prayer to people. But today, because of that growth, you start from somewhere, very delicate, with all the challenges. The Lord is reminding us, the growth, and especially the spiritual growth, is not automatic. You have to be involved. And other people elsewhere, some scholars say, life is all about growth and change. Growth, when we talk about the growth, be it the Christian growth, be it the economic growth, wherever we are, it's all about the change management. And the personal growth is always as a result of a personal decision. Even this morning, coming here is a personal decision. You could have extended the sleep, but because you know you have a duty for your spiritual growth. Not forgetting the book of Hebrews, we are being told, don't neglect the idea of coming together. It is in order for you to join other people for the worship, for we have been called. And many a times, sometimes we resist the growth. And as a result of resisting the growth, we deny our success. Paul put it very clearly. One thing that I do is to beat up this body in order to attain what the Lord has called me to attain. Therefore, this morning being the last Sunday of the month of January, the year 2019, is another opportunity that you have been given so that you may come and grow. Growth is really going up. Our growth is going up. It's not going back. The Lord is calling us for the growth. And all the programs, even whatever is written here, it's all geared cumulatively for your growth. To know what is happening within the church. So not even when you carry this one with you, you will be able to remember the areas to pray for and to bring them for the church. Growth is going up. The Lord is calling us. And even as we continue to unfold, as we end the year now that in the year 2019, January is now coming to an end. The Lord wants us to keep up and up. And there are other things that are needed. Even as a Christian, even at all individual levels, even as a parent, even as a head of the family, there are things that you need to know about the place. There is a whole question of imagination. But how do you imagine it will be by the end of the year? Now that you are in the beginning of the year 2019, you can conceptualize that to the back of your mind and imagine how the year will be. That one will happen as a result of your involvement. There is also the question of inspiration. We are here to be inspired by the many programs that are there. Even your fellow people, your fellow believers, they are there actually to inspire you. When you appear in a fellowship and you join other people in singing, you join other people in prayers, by the end of the day, you receive some inspiration of a kind. Also, the Lord is looking at us to be innovative enough. Our innovation is needed. How innovative are you in your spiritual growth? Is it business as usual? Is it just to appear to meet other people? Are you going out of yourself and become more innovative in order for you to keep growing up? Remember this year, and there are so many things that will come in as we move here. The issue of keep growing up is not about being where you are. I was really having a time to know some of the things that you have been going through. There was a thing here about you break up the camp and advance. The Lord cumulatively is looking at us that we wait even to improve the knowledge. Not forgetting the book of Hosea. We are told my people will perish for lack of knowledge. We need to ask the Lord. We are in the year 2019. 2019, what do you have for us? Which knowledge? The quest for the knowledge. The Lord wants us to look for that knowledge. The biblical knowledge. The Bible study. You get that knowledge in order for you to keep increasing. Because when we talk about keep growing up, there is the issue of the Lord expanding the territory, the creativity, and even the technology that we have. It's all geared in one way or the other to make our life easy. The Lord is looking at us. Even what I do online, can I do it offline? Because even I'm talking about keep growing up. Even what I do when I'm all alone without gadgets online, can I be comfortably in the public to do it offline? Ask your neighbor, what you do online? Can you do it again? Can you do it offline? What you do? Because many times you might find yourself messing up your growth by the online. What you do online, can you do it comfortably even offline? The Lord is looking at us. And the Lord is assessing us. Remember this message of keep going up. This John the Apostle, in the land of Patmos, he had a vision. And among the seven churches, he was given the church of Ephesus. And here, the Lord told the guys, the people, the members of the church, I know your deeds and hard work and even your perseverance, and I know you cannot tolerate wicked men. However, you have forsaken your first love and the passion you had for Christ. I want to say it about their prophet, the church. I know how you work hard. I know how you persevere. However, but you people, and this remember, John was in the land of the Patmos, and it was a vision, and he was to go after that church. One thing, you have forsaken first love and the passion that you have for Christ. Can you remember the first time that you believed? How passionate you were in the Bible study, in the praying, and at a given time, you find yourself, you are going down. The Lord is calling us. It's an appeal that keep going up. There is one thing that the Lord is looking at us, giving us this thing for the year 2019. Keep going up. You are forsaken something that the Lord wants you to connect back again. And the Lord is looking at us. He's looking at me. looking at the vision of the church, I know the very first time you believed, the very first time you joined the church, the very first time you are given the leadership, how passionate you are. But one thing, however, there is one thing. Brothers and sisters, as we go through this year, we are not inventing a new wheel. The wheel is already there. I know you need that of you have been told. And I know how passionate you are. But one thing that you have done, you have forsaken. What is this that the Lord is looking at us? We are parents. We are officers. We are holding status wherever you are. But the Lord is looking at us. And even the letter to Ephesians that was read here, unlike all other letters that Paul wrote, this letter of Ephesus was written to the church. You remember the letter of Titus and Paul and Timothy? It was a personal letter addressed to this young man. You remember also the church of Galatia and the church of Corinth. He had issues to some of them. But this church of Ephesus, well, this one area that Paul is known to have taken the longest time in his ministry. Because in this church, he's 3.5 years. And here he is addressing the church. And this is the church of Christ Jesus. This message is for the church that we keep growing up. You belong to the church. You are a believer. And you have agreed to form the ethics of our Master Jesus Christ. The Lord is looking at us. Here at this letter, he is talking to the church. And the main thing is to keep the church holy and pure. We are the church of Christ Jesus. In our day-to-day life, there is one thing that the Lord is desiring to see among us. It is to keep the church holy and pure. Whenever you come in every other morning, and you are given the word, and even what we have gathered on our own in our personal meditations, it's all geared to keep growing and become a blessing to other people. The book of Ephesians, and that's one of the books that we are going to deal within the year, chapter 1 to up to chapter 4, talk of God's holy community. It talks about God's holy community. And even in this letter, when Paul was addressing the brethren of Ephesus, he was referring them to be saint, because he knew the word. Even for us, we are not starting with a basic. We are somewhere. And that's what the Lord is telling us. Keep going up. We are the same. If you are not going up, we are going the other side. And the Lord is calling upon us. If you look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 to 5, chapter 6, it gives us the practical advice. How can you grow? Talking about the whole armor of God and other things. And those are some of the sub-things that you run with within the year. The Lord is looking at us. And I want to remind you, many of the social reports and the sermon in the New Testament have been drawn from this book of Ephesus. The Lord is looking at us. Keep growing up. Which area have you put aside? Which areas that the Lord is looking at us and is wondering which way are we going? As I bring this one to an end, God wants us to grow up in all things. And every growth is within a certain time frame. And we are being told, redeem the time, redeem the time. Waking up early in the morning, seeking the face of the Almighty. And elsewhere in the same book, he said, behold, these are evil days. We have to redeem time. Coming here and coming to worship with other people, spending much of your time early in the morning in a Sunday is not in vain. Redeem the time. And it does not matter of the donation, but the donation you give to yourself. Looking at your time and the time management, especially to us in your spiritual growth, the Lord is looking at us and He is giving them the question. Behold, the days that we are living, we are evil. The Lord is looking at us. Make a decision to grow in some way every day. It's upon you to have a checklist. the areas that God wants to grow. Make a decision. If you keep sharpening your skills, it's well put. God promises your gift will make room for you. The more you seek His face, the more you desire to walk more of Him, of His will, the more the Lord is going to make big room for you. The Lord is looking at us. The Lord is very challenging. You want to have a gift like a tree. There are many challenges. You'll be a challenge right, left, and center. But you have to have the grip to stand firm in your faith. Be it from the family level. Challenges are there in the families, in the marriages. But you have to have the grip. The dry season will come. You won't be spared. Remember our Master Jesus Christ in John chapter 17. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. You are not special, not special. We are in the same country where the terror attack is, where the explosion is taking place. But when we stand with our God, what can be? We will be challenged. Temptation will come. The test will come. But the Lord God is telling us, keep going. So that the mighty issues as they come, we will be able to withstand it. The Lord is looking at us. You know where you come from. You look at your level, even at the family level, even in the workplace, even the estate and where you are living. The challenges are there. There is a lot of areas God wants us to grow. And maybe it's very unfortunate. You're a Christian. The issue and the growth of the spiritual growth. Sometimes it's very shallow. Sometimes it's very shallow. It is not enough only to appear in the congregation. That is not enough. You have the potential. The Lord wants to maximize your potential. Be customized so that you may come and even serve. Time to be served may come to an end. You start like a small tree. A tree that is supported to a point whereby you can stand. For how long are you going to take? There are many things to grow up. And the Bible is encouraging us. Keep going up. And that's what the Lord is telling us. It's not enough. It's not a status quo. It's not enough only to appear here. Then you disappear to appear on Sunday. The Lord wants all to want you, even in between the week, at least to give a service. Growth. That's what the Lord is telling us. The time is not on our side. We are not guaranteed tomorrow will be there. No wonder today is called present. It's a present given to you today. To be prevent. You will be there tomorrow. I will praise the Almighty. The Lord wants you to do something. And finally, as I bring this one to an end, because the gospel will continue. And you continue engaging yourself in the growth. Keep changing. Where there is growth, there must be some change. There's some change in one with the other. Keep asking. Knock, and the door will be open. Ask the right person. The Lord is telling us, you ask and it will be done to you. Keep growing. Keep advancing from one level to another level. Challenges are fair. Keep advancing. Know your nature. Know the one who has called you. Keep succeeding. You have not been called to a life of failures. God has given us the potential. Even in your career way, the Lord wants you to keep succeeding. Keep moving. And beside all, wherever we are, we keep doing what? Shining wherever we are. If we keep growing, even at your workplace, even in your businesses, even in the family levels, even wherever you be, even in the politics, you shine because you keep growing up. And that is the calling. May the Almighty God help us to know it's the year of the growth. Number 9 in the world of the numerals is the largest digits. Any other number, you pick it right here. We are 2019, and the Lord wants us now that we have reached number 9. There are some areas that we are seeing behind, that we want us to bring them to the surface in order to grow. The year 2019 is the year of the growth. keep going and growth is more upon the personal decision. And we are all born great. A certain scholar, this guy called me up, say that we are all born great. Surely we are all born great. But some people, consciously or unconsciously, choose to be better. We are all born great. But some people, knowingly or unknowingly, malaria carry on with their lives. If they even have spiritual life, sometimes they choose to be otherwise. Because you can be wise or otherwise. Let us pray. Dear mighty God, continue to help us to stand firm